Welcome to the Sexy Sacred Space podcast. I'm your host, CJ Thomas, and I interview radical human beings with innovative views on what it means to be sexy, sacred, and balanced, both externally and within themselves. We talk about everything from disrupting the status quo to powerful esoteric self-care practices, embracing social change, and more. This show was created to help you make and take up your own sexy, sacred space. So let's go. As we step into the new year, it's always a good time to reassess our life plans and start to set new goals. And while this can feel really awesome initially, it's inevitable that there's going to be a point where you experience some pushback, some adversity around all of it. In today's episode, I want to talk about change and how important it is to first acknowledge the adversity that comes up when we want to make big changes in our lives. What is it? How does it feel? Why does it show up? And then I want to give you some tips on how to move through it so you can keep kicking ass in life and continue to make your dreams come true, to make and take up space. So before I get into that, I have an important announcement to make. This announcement actually has a lot to do with the topic of today's episode, so bear with me. I will be changing the name of the Make Space podcast, and no longer will it be the Make Space podcast. Instead, it will be the Sexy Sacred Space podcast. Now, there are a lot of reasons for why I chose this name, and the big one is that I want to redefine sexy for all of you listeners out there. I know that it's a big thing that sex sells, but that is not why I am including that word in this title. Instead, this podcast is still going to be about self-care and social care and how important it is to tap into both of these things, but also the fact that when we can really care for ourselves, when we can really nurture ourselves and nurture our communities, to me, that's sexy. And that is creating a beautiful space in the world for yourself and for others. Now, the other reason that I'm changing the name of the podcast is because I didn't do my research very well, and I didn't realize that there's already a podcast out there called the Make Space Podcast. And this podcast, I'm sure, is amazing. The producer of the podcast reached out to me, and she was really sweet about letting me know that, hey, there's a podcast that already exists with this name. So no hard feelings to you. And for those listeners out there who might be interested in learning a little bit about design, go check out the Make Space Podcast. But if you're interested in sticking around and learning about how to make space for yourself and radically take up space in the world, then keep on listening to this podcast. All right, so jumping into the topic of today, adversity. What does it mean? What does it feel like? What brings it about? And why does it seem to be the partner of change and setting new habits and stepping into new realms of our lives? I'm thinking about this a lot lately because I have been making a lot of transition and change in my life and stepping into a lot of new roles, stepping into a role as a caregiver, stepping into the role as a podcast producer, and looking at how can I up-level my role as a yoga teacher and a health coach and just as a decent human being. At this time in my life, I'm looking for new jobs and new ways to support myself financially so that I can keep offering what it is I want to offer in the world. And I'm realizing that there are a lot of different habits that maybe were working for me in the past, but just aren't working for me now. And so I'm looking at how can I change these habits? And I'm sure that I'm not alone in this, especially as we travel into the new year. You're probably looking at the same things in your life. How can you implement new health habits or new ways of looking at the world or looking at yourself or thinking about yourself or whatever it is? And the thing about implementing these changes and these habits is that it's so much fun to sit and dream. And I am such a huge promoter of dreaming. I love to encourage people to visualize what they want, to dream up what they want, to manifest with the cycles of the moon, all of these different things. But at some point, we have to step out of our minds and step into action. And that is the very time in which adversity hits. So what is it? What is adversity? What does it mean? Essentially, I would say that adversity is a fancy word for resistance, which all of us encounter. You might encounter resistance as a pushback with the people in your life who may not be supporting the changes that you want to make. You might encounter it as something else external, like you wanting to move up in your job, but having a really hard time getting to the position that you want to be in. And then again, resistance tends to show up so often inside of us. So it might look like that heaviness that you get in your body when you want to get up and go out and walk around the block or work out. It might look like a really icky feeling in your stomach that you get when you want to apply for something like a job or an opportunity that you actually have a little bit of fear around. And fear, in fact, is a huge way that resistance shows up in our lives. I know this for a fact because it shows up for me all the time. And it's a huge reason why I had to sit down and record this podcast with you guys today. I mean, here's the thing. No matter how far you get in life, no matter how much experience you have in something, no matter how smart you are, how used to doing something you are, resistance is always going to be there. It's an obstacle in our life, and it's set there for a reason. What's so beautiful about obstacles is that there's always another side to them. They're not necessarily detours. There's something that's put in our path to help us grow and become better, greater at what it is that we want to do, at what it is that we want to accomplish. Now, the other thing about obstacles and resistance and adversity and all of these things that are grouped into one category is that we always have a choice. And we can either face it, move through it, climb over it, go around it, or we have the choice of walking away. And I think that that is something really powerful to remember, because the difference between somebody who can achieve great things in their life, someone who can live the life that they've always wanted to live, is that person who stands up in the face of adversity versus that person who walks away. So in my case, I'm always striving to be somebody who's standing up in the face of adversity. And it's not always easy. So sometimes we need a little bit of help. Sometimes we need a little bit of advice. I can say that when this whole name change thing hit me, there was a moment of adversity that came up where I was like, oh crap, what am I going to do? How can I come up with a name that isn't already out there? Do I keep going on with my podcast? There was even a moment where I was like, maybe this is a sign that I should just stop. And all of that was fear speaking to me. But what I had to do was I had to tap into, why is this podcast so important to me? Why do I feel that it's so important to get my voice out there, to get the voices of others out there? And it's because it's therapy. There's something really beautiful about being able to sit down and share new ideas with other people. And in the process, I get to interview amazing human beings who are helping me to learn more about my life and how I move through life, as well as helping you, the listeners. So it's a really amazing thing to be in this position. And then, of course, the fact that anytime something comes up in my life that I want to move through or that I've already worked through or that I just need to share from my soul, I get to hop on this podcast and do that with you. And yes, I get scared. Yes, I sit down and I have to take deep breaths before I start recording, but I do it. And then I have to move through the adversity that comes from, oh, you have to edit this podcast, you have to write the show notes, all the work that goes into it, but I do it. Because I'm willing to stand up in the face of adversity, no matter how it looks in my life. So I'm going to share my top 5 tips for moving through adversity with you, in the hopes that it helps you as you travel into this new year, as you look at setting new habits and making huge changes in your life, at starting a new project or starting a new fitness routine or health routine or whatever it is that you are looking to do in your life that will inevitably bring adversity, that will bring up the fear, that will bring up that voice in your mind telling you you can't. I want to share these 5 tips with you so that you can move through it, you can stand up to it, you can climb over it, whatever it is, and you can make your dreams come true. Hey, space makers, CJ here, and I want to ask you, how are you feeling right now about your ability to make space in the world? As you all know, you are powerful creators, and you have the ability to make your dreams come true. Still, sometimes chasing dreams can be hard. But what if you had a companion that would bring you into alignment with everything you ever wanted? A tool that could help you manifest your wildest dreams? Now you do. I've written a 28-day guide to help you manifest with the power of the moon. It's a guide you can use again and again, and it's called Write by the Moon, a 28-day journal companion to manifesting with the cycles of the moon. Get your copy today at Amazon.com and start manifesting your dreams. Now, back to the show. So, number 1 on my top 5 tips for moving through adversity is to take a deep breath. The importance of the breath is something that I don't think I could ever stress enough. Your breath is your guide towards everything you need to do in your life. It's stress relief. When you take a deep breath in and exhale, you are literally breathing out toxins that are stuck in your body and stuck in your cells. This is that little tiny inner resistance that's in every little part of your body. Whenever we start to get afraid or feel angry or feel some sort of adversity in our lives, it's typically the breath that gives us the first indicator that that's present. You might be noticing that you have shallow breathing, that you're breathing only into the chest and not into the diaphragm. So it's really good to first and foremost take a deep breath. There's a beautiful and amazing activist and yoga teacher out there called Michelle Cassandra Johnson. She wrote a book called Skill in Action, Radicalizing Your Yoga Practice to Create a Just World. And I will put that book in the show notes. But something that sat with me that I will never forget is that she said that oppression takes the breath away. And if we think about oppression in society, that's adversity in society. That's adversity that arises when we're looking at, you know, just being Black in society or being a person of color, a Black and Indigenous person of color, of being a woman in society, whatever it is, whatever marginalizes you, that oppression is adversity. And so when we're talking about social care, the adversity that comes up in that can take our breath away. And so that's what she really touches on. And she touches on how to teach and practice yoga in a way that helps us to create a just world. It's a really beautiful book. But that's something that really sat with me, is that adversity can take the breath away just as oppression can take the breath away. So your first step to moving through it is to learn how to breathe. And this may show up in just taking 5 minutes from the situation to breathe into your belly. Take deep breaths in and take long breaths out. Or you might look at some guided meditations that help you with pranayama, which is a breath control practice. And I will actually put one of my guided pranayama meditations in the show notes. It is amazing what breath work can do. And it's actually something that I've personally taken on recently. There's a breath teacher out there, a breath work teacher called Michelle Diavella. She is amazing, and I definitely recommend looking into her business called Pushing Beauty. And what she does is she teaches breath work. She has amazing online, super affordable practices that you can buy, and she even has discounts for Black and Indigenous people of color. So I'll also put her website in the show notes as well. But taking on a breath practice, or just simply taking a moment to breathe when facing adversity, will make a huge difference. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is get to know your why. So why are you making the changes you're making in your life? Having this clarity is what will help you push through any adversity that arises. It's not necessary to always focus on your end goal, because sometimes we'll get so wrapped up in where we want to be that if any adversity arises, it can actually throw us off balance, because we're thinking, you know, I want to weigh such a certain amount, and right now this is what I weigh, and all of this eating different things that I'm not used to eating and working out and whatever. It's hard. It's challenging. I hate it. And a lot of times we tend to throw in the towel. So it's important to know your why, but you don't always have to focus on the end goal. That doesn't always have to be your why. Maybe you create a different reason for why you're doing something in every moment that you're doing it. So for example, you know, I've been working out every single day, and if I miss a day, I work out the next day. And it's super hard. It's super challenging. There are times when I realize, okay, you know, 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. when I like to do my workouts is coming up, and I don't feel like moving a muscle. I want to sit in bed and, you know, watch the next episode of You on Netflix. But here's the thing. What I do is I push through that adversity, and then I stop and I think about my why. Why do I need to get up out of this bed and work out in this moment? And I list it in my head. Well, I want to be healthy. I want to be a person who holds on to healthy habits. I want to be able to show up better for my yoga students, and I want to be able to have a better range of motion. And in this moment, I just want to move my body. I want to feel that feeling at the end of my workout that feels so good when I do some cardio or do some high intensity interval training or whatever it is that I'm doing. So having a why and having it be super small, maybe it could even be because I don't want to be a couch potato while I watch TV. So I'm going to work out while I watch TV. That can be your why. If you're looking at social care and looking at, you know, I want to start to volunteer more, or I want to start holding support groups. And maybe it's a little bit scary when you think about reaching out to different places where you could hold your group or offer your services and volunteer. Think about your why in that moment. Who do you want to help? Why do you want to help? What kind of difference is this going to make in the world, or maybe just in one person's life? Think about that why and let it push you through any fear or adversity that arises within you. And number three is understand the nature of adversity. So this one is huge to me, and it's actually really helped me to overcome so much that comes up in my life. And it's because when you can really understand the way something works, you can have a lot more patience with it. You can hold a lot more space for it. So for me, when I learned about what exactly adversity is, why it shows up all the time, and why it's so hard to move through, it actually helped me to move through it. I was like, okay, well, I understand this, so it doesn't scare me so much anymore. So there's a man named Todd Herman, and he teaches a lot about creating new habits and moving through adversity and fear. And he talks about how the cells in our body are addicted to whatever we feed it. And I learned about this from watching an episode of Marie Forleo TV, which I'll also put in the show notes because it's a great episode about creating new habits. But he says that the cells in our body are addicted to whatever we feed it. So essentially, if your body is used to receiving a lot of stress and just a lot of negative energy, a lot of negative feelings, negative self-talk, then it's going to be addicted to that. And what we do as humans is we seek out whatever makes us comfortable, whatever we're used to. And so you're going to always be creating these situations that bring on high stress or, you know, adversity, essentially. And you might not even know that you're doing it. You're doing it from this subconscious place where your cells in your body are aligning you to be able to get what they're used to being fed. And I hope that the way that I'm explaining this makes sense. So the beauty about that is that whatever we feed ourselves, they'll be addicted to. So it doesn't always have to mean stress. And it means that we can change what our cells are used to receiving. So this is important when looking at how to understand the nature of adversity, because when we go into making changes in our lives, automatically that automatic response is going to be the way that you're used to responding. If you're used to responding to change with fear, or you're used to responding to change with just resistance, then that's how you're going to respond no matter what. And so if we're looking at how can we understand this, if we're looking at how can we arise in a different way, then we have to start changing the mind. We have to start changing what we're feeding ourselves. And then throughout our journey of making these big changes in our lives, our cells will start to be addicted to something new. So for example, if you're looking to start a new job and you have fear around applying for that new position, you see a bunch of job listings out there, but you're just afraid of putting yourself out there. Initially, you might think, I don't know if I'm good enough for this job. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe I won't have what it takes. And if that's what you're used to, then that's going to be how you approach every single job application, every single opportunity that arises. And who knows, you might be perfectly well qualified for the job, but because you're so used to that fear response, that's what's going to hold you back from stepping into a new version of yourself. So instead, you might just start to train the brain to think differently. When you see a job opportunity, say, hey, you know what? What's the best that could happen? What if they do choose my resume out of the 100 resumes that come in or more? What if I get an interview? I'll never know if I don't try. So just start to speak differently to yourself. I always call this speaking a different spell, because the way that we speak to ourselves and our mind, our thoughts, they create our reality. And so how can you change the way you approach a situation? And then understand that, yeah, this adversity is going to arise because it's what you're used to, but it doesn't mean that it's what you always have to experience. And even if you do experience it, even if the adversity does arise, the way that you respond to it is going to be different. You're going to train yourself to respond differently over time. So it's a really beautiful thing. So understand the nature of adversity. Understand that it's going to arise, but if we introduce new practice and new habits into our lives, then we're going to shift the vibration completely, and we're going to shift what our cells are addicted to. So the next one is, think back to how you moved through adversity in the past. And this one is one that we tend to forget. It's a super easy one to overlook. But if you can sit down and list the ways that you have accomplished your goals in the past, and list out all of the obstacles that arose, and list out all the ways in which you moved through those obstacles, it is going to be a huge ego boost. And sometimes that's what we need to move forward, to remind ourselves that we have made it all the way from crawling to walking, to learning how to talk, to getting through grade school, to maybe, you know, getting through college if you have a degree, or getting your first job and moving up in that job, or having the courage to leave a job and get another one that's even better, or having the courage to create something new in your life, whatever it is, just know that you didn't get to where you are without the amazing ability you have to meet and move through adversity. So allow yourself to take some time to go back to the past version of yourself and speak with them. How did they move through whatever it was that was facing them at that moment, whatever challenge arose for them? And write it down, journal about it. Maybe you just take some time to meditate on it, but allow yourself to feel proud. Give yourself the credit for what you have accomplished in your life, and then take that energy and apply it to the changes you're trying to make now. Because you are the same person who moved through those adversities in the past. And actually, you're a stronger person than that person because you moved through those past adversities. So allow yourself to feel that and embrace that fully. And number 5 is release the resistance and never stop going. If you stop, you'll never know how far you can go. The most important thing that you can do on this journey is stay in the game. Never give up, because the minute that you give up is the minute that you fail. And I don't believe in failure. I don't believe in failure as long as I keep trying. And I think that's a really important thing. There are so many beautiful things that people could accomplish, so many amazing ideas that come up that a lot of people just decide to walk away from. And this is what I was talking about earlier in the episode about that choice that we have, where we can either face adversity and do what it takes to move through it, or we can make the decision to just turn around and go the other way. And to me, that's giving up. That's saying, I am going to stop moving forward on my path because why? What's the point? And we're becoming defeated. And it's a really sad thing, because you never know what it is that you could be offering the world that you're now depriving the world of. So I encourage you to think really highly of yourself and realize that, yes, resistance is going to arise when you're looking to do something big in the world or in your life. But when you stop, when you give up, then you're doing something really selfish and not in a good way. You're not allowing the world to see what it is that you've got. You're not allowing yourself to see what it is that you've got. And it's really sad. So never give up and release the resistance towards moving forward. Here's the thing. Like I've said throughout this episode, adversity will arise no matter what. Resistance will arise no matter what. But when we hold on to it, that's when it starts to push back at us even more. So let go of it. Say, okay, I see this. I understand the nature of this adversity. I understand that maybe I'm going to respond in fear, but I'm going to take a deep breath. I'm going to remind myself of why I'm here and why I'm doing this in the first place. And I'm going to think back to those moments where I was able to move through something like this in the past. And then I'm going to keep going, and I'm never going to give up. So there you have it. My 5 tips to moving through adversity. And I'll go through this list again. So the first one was take a deep breath. The second one was get to know your why. Remember why it is that you're doing what you're doing and making the changes that you're making in your life, and why it's important that you keep with it. The third one is to understand the nature of adversity and how it affects you. Why it affects you. Understand that ourselves are addicted to the resistance that arises in our lives, and we have to train ourselves to shift that vibration, to shift that addiction to something better, to something new. And then number 4 is to think back to how you've moved through resistance, adversity in the past, and allow that to fuel you so that you can move through it this time. And then number 5 is to release the resistance and never give up. So acknowledge it, let it go, and keep going. Don't let it stop you. Don't let it take you off your path. And now what's really awesome about this is that this all applies to self-care as well as social care. So you can take these 5 tips and move through adversity in your personal life, or you can use these 5 tips to move through adversity in your community, at your job, when coming into challenging conversations about race or gender or anything else that arises for you, whatever it is that brings adversity in your life, you can use these tips to move through and keep going, because we're here to make space for something better. So I encourage you to keep doing it. Keep making space and taking up space in the world. And just honor that you're here for a reason. And so whatever adversity arises, whatever pushback you receive for just being that awesome badass that you are in life, don't let it stop you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the formerly known as Make Space Podcast, now known as the Sexy Sacred Space Podcast. If you have any feedback that you want to share with me, then please let me know by leaving a comment, by subscribing to the show and leaving a review, and you can even email me. And so right now, the email for this podcast is themakespacepodcast@gmail.com. However, it will be changing to sexysacredspacepodcast@gmail.com, and that should be happening by February. So reach out to me, give me your feedback. I want to know if this podcast was helpful for you, what you want to hear about in the future, what type of interviews you're looking to hear. Whatever your feedback is, I want to make sure that I am listening and getting you what it is that you want to hear. So thank you so much and happy new year. Let's make 2020 a good one. That's our episode for today. I hope you feel empowered to go out into the world and make space for others, or just take up some space for your sexy self. You're worth it. If you enjoyed this podcast, I want to know about it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and listen with your friends, because they know party like a podcast party, y'all. The music for today's podcast was gifted by Southern Oregon hip-hop artist and producer Jaya Rays. You can hear more of his amazing music on iTunes. That's J-A-Y-A Rays. Catch you on the next episode. Here is space, here's a wave, light crushed by the way. Hear your heart, hears you clearly, what will you say? Here is heat, here you speak, here's a wheel that turns eternally. A lot of nothing, absolute and empty, just like me.